Buddhists in South Korea say that President Lee Myung-bak is trying to turn the country into a Christian state. Buddhism has a 1,600-year history in Korea, but in South Korea today, Buddhists are outnumbered by Catholics and Protestants combined. Christians make up about a third of the population and are disproportionately represented in big business and national politics. This weekend, Buddhists are planning a massive protest against President Lee and what they say are his discriminatory policies. From Seoul, Jason Strother has the story.
Since being sworn in as president last February, Lee Myung-bak has come under fire from many sides. There's his harder line on North Korea that's antagonized progressive civic groups, and there's still plenty of people angry at him for lifting a ban on American beef imports. And now, one more faction is joining in on the criticism. Buddhists. Monks at Jogye Temple in downtown Seoul accused the president, an elder at his Presbyterian church, of discriminating against other religions. They've even arranged thousands of colored lanterns at the temple to spell the English word out. Lee Se-young, manager of the Jogye Temple, says President Lee is trying to turn South Korea into a Christian country. There is definitely discrimination coming from the government, Lee says. Most of the officials in the administration are from Lee Myung-bak's church. Even when he was mayor of Seoul, he once said that he offers the city to the Christian God. As further evidence, Lee points out that Jogye Temple and other Buddhist sites were left off maps on a government website, while even small churches were added on. In August, Buddhists rallied in front of Seoul's city hall, drawing tens of thousands of supporters. And this weekend, they're planning an even bigger protest against Lee in the city of Daegu. Following the first demonstration, the president offered an apology. During a cabinet meeting, Lee acknowledged that some civil servants may have made remarks that could be seen as discriminatory, but denied he holds any religious bias. The Jogye monks seem to have adopted a new mantra: the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The temple is sheltering several fugitives wanted for inciting violence during anti-government protests this past summer. They're demanding the activists be pardoned and that Seoul's police chief, who is also Christian, be replaced. This increased political activity is an attempt by Buddhists to win back some of the influence they've lost in Korean society. Chang Wang-shik teaches interreligious dialogue at the Methodist Theological University in Seoul.
Buddhist religions have been a little bit shocked by the fact that gradually Korean Christianity has been the first religion as far as religious population is concerned.
Chang believes that while the Buddhists have some legitimate gripes with the Lee Myung-bak administration, he himself doesn't see widespread discrimination. But Chang adds that Korean Christians, even some of those in the government, have earned themselves a bad reputation.
Especially most of conservative fundamental Christians in Korea have been really exclusive to other religions, even hostile to other religions. So it is Christian who should first have to think about their attitude toward other religions.
The National Human Rights Commission says that despite the Buddhist complaints, they have not seen any indication that religious intolerance is on the rise. Worshippers at Jogye Temple have mixed feelings about the monks' accusations. 57-year-old Yeo Ya-sung says that she likes Lee Myung-bak politically, but she feels Christians really do look down on Buddhists. Even her family, who are mostly Christian, try to get her to convert. Chung Ji-ho agrees that there are some problems, but the 49-year-old doesn't think religious prejudice is as bad as others say it is. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.